Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. We will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. His praise shall continually be in our mouths, in our mouths, in our mouths. God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to all of our dear brothers and sisters around the globe, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, la-di-da-di and everybody. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. This is indeed a day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly too. Be praised. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors. If you're visiting us for the very, very first time, thank you for stopping by. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. We consider this breakfast to be the breakfast for champions because it's served by the Holy Ghost himself. Amen. We're not eating bacon and eggs and pancakes. Amen. But we're eating the word of God. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. The name of the living God. Amen. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. We want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Galatians, chapter number 2. And I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. Galatians, chapter number 2, verse number 1. Then, 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. And I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because of false brethren, unawares, brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection. No, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. I want to talk to you for a few minutes this morning about the eternally free men. Eternally free men. Amen. And we're looking at the men of the Bible. Amen. We want to, amen, look at those who are eternally free versus those, amen, who are not. Beloved, amen. In our scripture, and Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Beloved, we see in our scripture today that Paul makes reference to the false brethren. So when we use that word brethren in Christianity, we have the brethren that are true brethren. And as the word of God plainly spells out, we have brethren, but they're false brethren. In our scripture today, beloved, glory be to God, it speaks about the false brethren. It speaks about the spies in the church today. So we have to ask ourselves, okay, well, who, if this, Lord, is this my brother? Yeah, it's my brother. But it's your false brother. Okay, so how do we know the difference? How do we know the false brethren from the true brethren? Beloved, the false brethren, amen, according to the word of God, is this role is filled by people who introduce extra rules or practices. It's Christianity plus. It's Jesus plus. Rules and regulations. Christians can't wear this color. Christians can't get their fingernails done. Christians can't wear makeup. Christians can't go to the movies. So, Christians can't see. Christians can't drive this kind of car. Mm-hmm. Christians can't marry outside of their race. Christians can't be a Baptist. Christians can't be a Pentecostal. Christians can't get their hair braided. Oh, well, I heard this one. Christians can't wear wigs and weaves. They come in rules and regulations. Christians can't do the electric slide. Christians can't go. Christians can't drink wine. Christians can't. Christians can't. Christians can't. Yeah, beloved, those who introduce extra rules, extra practices that they claim are necessary for salvation or full participation in the Christian life. I even heard a pastor, he's going on now, hopefully he's in heaven, but I heard him say over the pulpit that if Jesus returns, and if you had a wig on your head, you was going to hell because the wig was not your real hair. Beloved, has so many of God's people in bondage, so many of God's people uptight, scared to be who they are, scared to be free. Why? Because, amen, of these Christians, the Bible calls them their false brethren. They bring about extra rules. Motivated by a desire for control, motivated by a desire for superiority, beloved, they each promote their own agenda, their own vision, as if it came directly from God. And what these individuals do is they twist the scripture to validate their opinions. They elevate non-essential status of core essentials of the faith. And like the Pharisees, beloved, and those Pharisees tried to wear Jesus out, they are using their own law as a basis for salvation and Christian growth. Unfortunately, some of you may be in churches like that today, may have grew up under it, under that type of bondage. See, it causes one to be phony. It really causes one to be a hypocrite because you're trying to follow the rules and regulations, but you know you ain't not feeling it. You know God has given you liberty. You know, amen, glory be to God. So you're tiptoeing through the tulips, glory be to God, and it causes you to be a hypocrite. Beloved, certain rules and policies of conduct are not wrong or they're not bad if they are aligned with biblical principles. Now, if they come and give you the principles, glory be to God, amen, then now we have something to talk about. but they should never be used as requirements for salvation in Jesus. Otherwise, they enslave us to a set of rules in order to try to be made right with God rather than allowing us to live in freedom by faith, knowing that we are forgiven by faith alone. Beloved, we must guard our freedom from the law and from those false believers who would hinder God's grace with endless requirements. These false brethren that the Bible speaks about here, beloved, were most likely formerly from the party of the Pharisees. Glory be to God. When we look in our word, amen, coming out of, let's just peek real quick, amen, Acts, amen, chapter number 15. And let's look at verse number 5. Excuse me. Acts 15, amen, verse number 5 says this, but there arose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. Here they come, rules and regulations, rules and regulations. See, oh, so we have to be careful of that Pharisee attitude, amen, that wants to keep God's people in bondage. Glory be to God. These were the strictest religious leaders of Judaism, beloved. Some of them have been converted, and this is why the Bible calls them the brethren, but they're false brethren. We don't know if these were representatives of well-meaning converts or those trying to distort this Christianity. Because some people are really well-meaning. Our forefathers, our matriarchs of faith, they meant well. I believe some of their mothers meant well. I don't believe they were trying to convert Christianity. When they said you couldn't wear the red makeup, I mean the red fingernail polish, and you couldn't wear red, the color red to church, and you couldn't wear pants, and you couldn't wear sandals with your toes out. You had to have stockings on. Don't let your toes be showing. Don't let your arms out. I really believe that they meant well. I really believe that they was not trying to, you know, restrict. You know, in other words, if Jesus come and you got red nail polish, you're not going to heaven. And everybody with red polish are going to hell. I really believe that, you know, they meant well. But then you have another portion of people, beloved, that just want to keep God's people in bondage. Glory be to God. We don't know which side these Pharisees was on. Once they discovered the freedom that Paul promoted, beloved, they hoped to step in with their power and authority to require full obedience to the law, contending for attention. They wanted to control the people. See, and the Bible speaks about that control because he calls it witchcraft. Witchcraft is nothing more than the spirit of control. You may say, I'm not practicing voodoo. I'm not sprinkling salt and putting pins in dolls. Yeah, but you in that spirit of control, so you in the same category. With no exceptions for the Gentiles, neither Peter nor James had any part in this conspiracy. They stepped away from it. Beloved, we normally think of taking a stand against those who might lead us into immoral behavior. I ain't hanging around with them because they trying to cause me to sin and they know what I mean, and they not living right. All right, so we understand that, okay? They doing this and they taking drugs and they practicing sin. So we want to stay away from those people, see? And we should. But check this out. Paul, beloved, had to take a hard line against the most moral of people. Paul had to say, not only from the immoral, there's some people that's moral that you got to say, you got to draw a line with. Why? Because they'll hold you in bondage. They'll hold you in captivity. They want to keep you in a box. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you to be who God has called you to be. They want to put rules and restrictions on you. That's what Paul was doing here. He had to separate himself from the moral people. They was living right. They was living right the best they knew how, but they ain't know no better. They didn't know nothing more and didn't want you to know nothing more. Beloved, we must not give in to those who make the keeping of human standards a condition for salvation. Even when such people are morally upright or in respected positions, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, if you don't do this, if you, you show me in the word. Show me in the word. Amen. So this is why, beloved, amen. So he went on as we skip forward here. Amen. And verse in chapter 5, amen. And verse number 1, he says this: stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Ah, my God, Sookie, Sookie, baby. Sookie, 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 baby. Hallelujah. It is, for beloved, let me read that in another translation for you. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of bondage. Beloved, Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ alone died to set us free from sin and from a long list of laws and regulations. He has delivered us. But he did not free us to do whatever we want. Now, we just can't do whatever we want. So that's where some of our brethren have taken it a little bit too far. They want to live for the devil. You know what I mean? Anything they want to do, amen, because they have, they say that they have been free. I'm free. I'm not under judgment. I'm not under restrictions. Glory be to God. But we are not free to do whatever we want, because that will lead us back into slavery to our selfish desires for which Christ came to deliver us from. Rather, thanks be to Christ, beloved, we are now free. And we are able to do what was impossible before, to live unselfishly. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. No more chains restricting us in our spirits and our minds and our soul and our, hallelujah. No more restrictions. Amen, hallelujah. The sky is not the limit. Whatever we ask for, whatever we pray for, will not be denied. Hallelujah. Freedom to come, freedom to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, I sometimes reminisce on Jesus' life. Jesus was the freest person on earth. Glory be to God. Jesus was so free. John the Baptist, when he was locked up in prison, John sent one of his disciples over and said, boy, he said, go over and question Jesus and found out if is he the one, or did we miss it? Did we miss him or not? He over here partying. He over here eating chicken dinner, fish dinners with the sinners. I'm in prison for preaching the gospel. Did we miss it? Maybe he's not the one we think he is. Why? Because Jesus was free. Huh? But let me tell you something, baby. When Jesus left, hallelujah, somebody left. Somebody left with him. Somebody left their sinful ways. Somebody left their sinful desires. Somebody was left the kingdom of darkness. You hear what I'm saying? Somebody's life was changed. Oh, they saw his light. They saw his glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They was running after him. What shall I do to be saved? Oh, his presence made a difference. Hallelujah. Beloved, those who appeal to their freedom so that they can have their own way or indulge their own desires are falling back into sin. That's not why Jesus came. That's not the liberty that Jesus is talking about. But it is also wrong to put a heavy burden of law keeping on Christians. I grew up under it, beloved. Got you all paranoid. You don't know what to wear. You don't know what to do. You don't know which hairstyle to go with. You don't know what song to sing. And you don't know how high to wear your high heels. You know? Huh? How you going to be free under that? How you going to be real? See, and it's causing the church to have a whole bunch of hypocrites because they're living under all these laws and regulations because they know that, amen, the Pharisee mindset are watching, and soon as they leave their presence, they go on to be the people that they are. Not to say they're doing anything wrong. Amen. It's just that they're just free. Hallelujah. They're not bringing embarrassment to the law, to Christ. Matter of fact, they're really winning souls because the world want to be like you. The world, amen, don't want to be around no, amen, tight up, staunch Christians, always got your nose up in the air and you the only one going to heaven and nothing. The world don't even want to be around you. Can't even have a conversation with you. Amen. A glory be to God. Can't even be real with you. Can't open up to you. No. They don't. Look, but when they see that person over there that's free, when they see that person over there that can relate to them where they are and then have the insight and ability to take them to where they need to be in Christ, oh, you the person they looking for. Why? Because you're not under no restrictions. You're free to lift up Jesus. Why? Because this is why Jesus came. Hallelujah. He says here, beloved, hallelujah, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Hallelujah. The question is, are you free? Then he goes on, hallelujah. I'll share that with you in 1 minute as I close. Amen. Glory be to God. But, beloved, it is wrong. Hallelujah. We shouldn't let anybody else put us in bondage, and we should not be putting other people in bondage. We must stand against those who would enslave us with rules, methods, or special conditions of being saved or growing in Christ. Glory be to God. And this is why Jesus says in St. John chapter number 8, verse number 30. Let's read 35 first. 35. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Oh, my God, Suki Suki. Hallelujah. Jesus said, amen, hallelujah, if the Son has set you free, if God has set you free, if Jesus has set you free, then you are free indeed. Yes, beloved, amen. We have to beware, amen, hallelujah, the false brethren. Hallelujah, the false brethren. And we have must make sure that we are not one of them ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are no longer a slave. He says here, look here, a slave is not a permanent member of the family. We're no longer a slave to sin. Jesus came and delivered us out of that. He has set us free in our minds, our spirits, our souls. Amen. Eternal life beginning right now, not when we die, not when we transition over. Right now, it has begun. He said, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Hallelujah. So he tells us to keep standing firm. Do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Don't let nobody put you in slavery, beloved. Don't let nobody shut you down. You know, I've been around some so-called Christians, amen. They thought it was a sin to laugh. You couldn't even laugh because they found a scripture in the Bible that they twisted up. Glory be to God. You know, can't even be free to be yourself and to laugh and express yourself. Don't let nobody shut you down like that. Don't let nobody shut down your creativity. Don't let nobody shut down, amen, where the Lord is taking you. Don't let nobody shut you down, beloved, with their rules and regulations like that. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. No. Galatians 5 and 13 says, for you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. I had an opportunity to visit with Bishop Eric Lambert on Sunday. Amen. And I'm telling you, that man, he is so unique. And his freedom in Christ. And I'm telling you, the service was about an hour long. And I think he had the congregation laughing for about 45 minutes out of that hour. Laughter is so good for the soul. The Bible talks about laughter is good for your health. It's laughter is good for your mentality. But then you have another group of folks who tell you, amen, you preach like that, amen, and you're a wolf, you glory be to God. You shouldn't be sitting under anybody. You shouldn't be laughing in church and all this crazy. All these rules and man-made, amen, are principles, beloved, that is unscriptural. Got you on lockdown. When you are who you are in Christ Jesus, you are free like that bird who flies around, and it's nothing that's going to stop you from reaching your destiny. See, but because other people aren't free, see, now they mad at you because they not who they are. Because they refuse to come out from under the man-made rules and restrictions. And be free because the Lord has already set you free. But you got to look, if somebody's in prison, when Joseph was in prison, we preached on Joseph on Sunday. And the night he went to bed as a prisoner and woke up the next morning and was escorted before Pharaoh, and he was released out of prison because Pharaoh heard he had the ability to interpret dreams. If they had opened the prison door and said, all right, you coming home. If Joseph hadn't walked through the doors, it wouldn't have made a difference. See, beloved, the prison doors are open, but a lot of us refuse to walk through on the other side. We refuse to stay in bondage. We refuse to. So, all right, so. We're not gonna criticize anybody. All right. Somebody wanna go to the movies, I go to the movies. I go to the movies by myself if I wanna see a movie bad enough. I look at it this way. If I go to the movie with you, I'm not gonna be talking to you while the movie playing. So what difference it make? I ain't talking to you anyhow. I can go to the movie by myself because I ain't talking to the movie. So you don't go to the movies. But you stay home and watch all that stuff on TV. That's your movies. Some of the stuff you watching on TV, they don't even show in the movies, huh? Beloved, don't let nobody judge you and stop judging other people is what I'm saying. If your heart don't condemn you, then you're not condemned. Amen? And then continue to get closer to the Lord. Continue to walk closer with the Lord. Amen? Ask the Lord to show you which way is up, which way is down, which way to go. Beloved, if you're doing something wrong, the Holy Spirit going to show you. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Amen. And let me close. This is a verse here I want you to look at too. Amen. Write this scripture down. Amen. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, beloved, so let me close with this question. What is the law of liberty in Christ? How would you define that? Can you relate to it? Are you free? Oh, I was a hypocrite for a long time in church. I was a hypocrite for a long time because I wasn't free. I was trying to do one thing because it was required of me, and I'm supposed to live this way, supposed to live that way, but I wasn't free. I didn't know I had bound. I had liberty within those parameters. And I wasn't exercising because I didn't know to tip to the left, to the right. So I would take off the red fingernail polish on Saturday night, go to church, come home, and put it back on Monday. That's hypocritical. Because I didn't know who I was. Do you know who you are? Beloved, freedom, let me tell you what the perfect law of liberty in Christ is. Freedom thus obtained, beloved. That is, what are you saying, Pastor? By obedience to the law of Christ. It is freedom of the soul. And we can say today, and you know it's the truth, that most people that call themselves a Christian do not have freedom in their souls. They ain't got freedom in nothing. They live just like the slave that was in Egypt. Beloved, amen, there's a saying, that, and it's the truth, amen, that the God delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, but he couldn't deliver Egypt out of the Israelites. In certain communities, in the black community, there's a saying, amen, that you could take, amen, the Negro out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the Negro. Why? Because they move into certain neighborhoods, but they still got the same mindset. See? Still got the same mindset. Thank God that if he delivered you out of the projects and now you're living in the suburbs. All right, but you just don't do all that stuff. You just don't put your, you know, hang your clothes out on the front lawn and over the rail to dry it. You don't do all that in the suburbs. You don't do that, baby. Huh? Freedom of the soul. It is the highest form of liberty and the most glorious thing about it is that it is within the reach of every one of us. Regardless of what people think about us, beloved, hallelujah, what they think about us, what they say about us, or even nations, all we have to do is learn the law of Christ and obey it. That's it, period. Nothing more. You don't have to add nothing to it, and you don't take nothing away. To experience the perfect law of liberty, amen, is to learn the law of Christ and then obey it. Help me, Lord, not to be a hearer only, but a doer, amen, of the word. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Eternally free men. Eternally free men. And as we look through the Bible, beloved, all of these men, and it's a whole bunch of them, the women too, some of them was free and some of them were Pharisaic. Some of them lived in perfect liberty and some of them did not. Some of them, I would never forget, amen, Bishop Westfield, my mother, amen, glory be to God. She said, a lot of us are in prison without bars. Prison without bars. Glory be to God. And then you have some people that's incarcerated, but they're more freer than some of the people on the outside. Why? Because they have embraced the liberty and the freedom that comes, amen, with fellowship and communion with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you know him today? Do you know Jesus? If you do not know Jesus, let me tell you something. You do not have liberty. I don't care where you're living, what type of lifestyle you're living, and how much you think you got going on. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, you are not in liberty. You are actually in the most severe definition of bondage and eternal destruction. But that can all be changed in a moment, in a moment. Amen. Will you receive Jesus Christ today and the pardoning of your sins? All you have to do, amen, is invite him in. Father God, in Jesus' name, I confess my sins before you. Now repeat after me if you do not know Jesus and you're ready. Repeat, forgive me for my sins. I open my heart and I invite Jesus to come in to be my Lord and to be my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life and to give your name praise, honor, and glory. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death, and my name is confirmed in the book of life. Thank you that I am free and now experiencing perfect liberty. Amen. There it is. There it is. It's the beginning of your new walk. It's the beginning of your new walk. Hallelujah. And welcome to the family of God. Amen. Reach out to us. Amen. And let us know, amen, that you gave your life to Christ this day. Amen. We want to pray with you and pray for you. Amen. And do whatever we can do to help you to grow and mature into your full maturity. Amen. And amen. All right. All right. All right. We bless the Lord. That is the word of God for today. Amen. Now, I see somebody have their hand up in our on blog radio. Sometimes we hit that number one by mistake. All right, but let me see. Amen. I'm going to open up the lines. If you hit the number one by mistake, it's okay. Just don't say anything. All right, your line is open. Amen. If there's somebody on the line that needs to make an announcement here on our broadcast, amen, the floor is open to you and the line is open. Is there anybody who want to speak? All right. All right. Sometimes we hit the number one by mistake on blog radio. Amen. We know on the conference line, there's no way for us to know that you have something to say. Amen. You would have to call into blog radio. Amen. And hit the number one. And then what happens is I get a little hand that shows up. And that means that there's somebody that has a question or somebody that needs something to say. Amen and amen. All right, tomorrow, beloved, amen, is our sister Joanne's brother's birthday. Amen. So we want to celebrate her on tomorrow. Amen. So come choir, come ready to sing. Amen. And to give her the praise, give her the glory, and give God the praise and the glory for her life. Amen. She has been a faithful, 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 amen, partner with this ministry. And we appreciate her. For those of you who have not reached out to our sister Joanne Thurman on Friday, I believe, was her birthday. Amen. It's not too late because, you know, we normally take a week. We normally take a week. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. Give me one second. Look like we was cut off here. Wait a minute. All right, look like we was cut off. Let me see if I can get the people back on. Okay, I pray we didn't lose anybody. All right, y'all know I'm controlling like three switchboards. That's why I know some of you like said, Pastor, I help. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm letting the Holy Spirit lead me because I know most people are not going to have the patience to control three or four keyboards every morning. Because you got to use one telephone and set up the people on Blog Talk Radio. After you go in and program the service, I have to go in every night and program the service. Then in the morning, I got to go in and set that up on blog radio. I normally do that with my house phone. Then I had to come over to the free conference line, which is not free. I don't know why they call it free, because we pay every month. But anyhow, I had to come over here and set this one up. Then I had to use my call waiting. I had to tie the two calls in together. Then I had to use my cell phone. Then I had to get a second cell phone. So I'm like, I got to like set all this up the night before. I have to make sure the days that I'm on social media, I got to sign off at least 15 minutes before. Because now I'm going to need at least 10 minutes to set up the platform so that everybody could enjoy it. I mean, a lot of people just call in. They just don't know all the background work that went behind it so that you can call in and that we can all be intermingled here and to make sure that our global audience. Amen. Now, we would eliminate blog radio. It would eliminate some of the confusion, but then we would eliminate all of the audience around the world. Now, when we meet on the conference line, see, but we don't have that global audience. Now, yesterday, Minister Joanne Thurman stepped in for me. Because I had eaten something the night before that did not agree with me at all and had me living in the bathroom. And I did not want to do the service from the bathroom. So I called Minister Joanne Thurman yesterday at the last minute, and she came in, and it was a beautiful service. So much so, I'm thinking about doing that more often. See? But for me to really train somebody, like I got to like really have somebody say, you know what, whatever it takes, see. And that's why I've been slow and like training, because I think that most people ain't going to want to do this. Most people ain't going to do this. Because if you don't love the Lord, if you're not really like really wanting to do it, you ain't going to do it. Because sometimes if I allow my flesh to take over, I have to ask myself, what am I doing and why? What's the purpose? I mean, like, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, we have a global audience here at, on Block Radio, and I don't even hear from them. But I know they're listening. They don't reach out. They don't send. I think I've got a couple emails over the last 12 years. I haven't received an offering, or we haven't received an offering, a donation, or anything from anyone outside, but I continue to be faithful. We continue to serve, but it takes a lot of work, and sometimes it can be a little frustrating, because sometimes we call in, and maybe it's not working. Maybe the server on blog radio is not working after we got the supreme package over here. And what you mean you're not working? See, it can be a little frustrating. And sometimes you do hear the human part of me. Amen. But what I do is I have to shift back. I have to shift back out of the flesh and stay focused. Is the Lord being glorified? Well, if we only got two people that respond, we got two. If we got two. And we know that more, and I see people out in the field. I see family. Oh, we listen to you. Oh, and I have one person tell me, oh, I listen to you. I make sure we listen at least twice a week. But I would never know it. We would never know it. So that's why we got to encourage one another. We got to keep encouraging one another, beloved. Because we need encouragement doing the Lord's work. See. Need encouragement doing the Lord's work. A couple mornings I woke up and said, we preaching every day. It ain't helping nobody. I remember one morning I woke up and said, let them preach to themselves. That's the fleshly side of me. I would lie to you to say that I don't feel that way from time to time. But I don't stay there. I pull myself back in. Why? Because we're doing this as unto the Lord. And we know that somebody's benefiting. We know that somebody's growing, or the people wouldn't keep coming back. See? So, beloved, even when there's nobody to encourage you, encourage yourself. See? And so I said all that because sometimes we get the switchboards mixed up because I got to make sure that everybody is connected. It was a couple times I thought everybody was connected and we only had blog radio. Then there's a couple other times we didn't have blog radio. We had the other platform. See, we only did this when they started charging on blog radio. And that's what caused us to get two platforms. We don't have to have two platforms. I'm just trying to accommodate everybody so you don't have to pay the penny a minute. See? Glory be to God. So I said, well, let's bring everybody together. See, otherwise, we could just do the blog radio. Now, when people call in on the conference line, we come in through the back door so you don't have to pay the penny a minute, which comes out to a dollar an hour. That's the reason we created the two platforms. It's just trying to accommodate everyone. But it's work. See? And so most mornings, I don't think about it. I just put the work in. Because if I thought about it, I wouldn't do it. Because it would be frustrating. See? And then we hear how some pastors are quitting. Some leaders are quitting. And that's why. Because it's frustrating. And then the people won't respond. They don't want to obey. They don't want to support. Glory be to God. Churches got to come up with gimmicks to try to get tithes and offerings. I mean, come on. See, but how do Pastor Bradford stay encouraged? Glory be to God. As I pull myself in, I have to continually remind myself, who am I working for? And why am I doing this? See? I'm doing it because the Lord called me to do it. That don't make it easy because God called me to do it. God called Jesus too. That don't make it easy. See, this is why God encourages us to support the leadership. Pray for them. Amen. See what you can do to participate. I thank God every day for the prayer warriors in this ministry. I mean, because look, knowing me, I would try to be, we meet 10 times a week. I would probably be the host on all 10 because I know my heart. But I don't have to. I don't have to. Why? Because we have ministry partners that work. I thank God for them. I remember when we used to meet 25 times a week. We used to meet 4 times a day. No, we used to meet 20 times a week. We would meet at 12 o'clock noon. We would come back at 3 o'clock. Then we would come back at 6 o'clock and come back at 9. Those of you that have been with this ministry long enough, remember that. And we did that for a while. Yes, we did. See? So thank God I don't have to do that. And I thank God for everybody's prayers. I thank God for everybody's participation. And I know sooner or later, amen, I am going to have someone, amen, to come in and work this keyboard, this platform, so that pastor can take a real vacation. I really need me a vacation. I'm talking about a vacation where look, y'all in charge, give me the report when I come back. I am not going to be on the line. If a problem come up, handle it. If an emergency come up, call 911. Don't even call me because I ain't leaving my vacation till I get back. I really do. I have not. I went away for that week of last year before with my mother. Amen. We went down to the water. Amen. It was nice. But guess what, y'all? I was on every call. 6 o'clock in the morning. Why? Because somebody had to set up the platform. If I hadn't gone in, y'all couldn't have had service. So I was there. And that's the only one thing Pastor Westfield said to me. She said, Frieda, she said, the next time you go on vacation, she said, drop it. And that was words of wisdom. so you can get a real break. Not to say I'm leaving Christ, but can somebody handle the ministry for a week? But you can't do that if you don't have the training. But it's a lot to take on the train. Who is that person? I don't know. I don't know. But God knows. And he going to make it revealed. All right. So y'all heard a part of me today. Amen. Hallelujah. And I love you. And I do love you. Amen. Yes, I do. And I always love you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Okay. Today, amen, at 12 o'clock. And then back at 9 o'clock, altar prayer. Come on, support the prayer warriors. Amen. Even if you don't have a prayer request, just call in and back them up. Touching and agreeing. Let me tell you something. Anybody that want to do the Lord's work, let me tell you, you're going to be under some type of attack. You know why? Because the devil just wants you to quit. Same way the devil talking to me, he talking to the prayer warriors. Yeah, it's time for them to put somebody else up in there because, you know, I've been praying for a long time and I'm tired of taking this day and this hour. Can't somebody else do it? See? And then we got our the faithful ones and we just load them up. Whenever we're not available, you're calling Sister Joanne Thurman. Sister Joanne, can you say, nah, that ain't fair. Sister Ernestine, can you? You know, that ain't fair to them. They got their spot, and every time you in the, now I can see if you swiping out. All right, well, you know, you take my turn, I'll take yours. I mean, that stuff happens. Stuff happens, amen. But I'm just talking about, you know, let's be fair, considerate. Amen. Some of you touching and agreeing, keep on touching and agreeing. Every now and then it's okay. If y'all call in and the prayer warrior's not there, step up to the plate. Nobody's going to criticize. Just step up. Amen. So you know what? I'm a pray today. I'm a pray today. And you don't have to do it the way they do it. So I ain't taking no prayer requests, but I'm just going to pray. Come on. Be a blessing. So let me tell you something. God says where he sees unity, he commands the blessing. Amen and amen. So thank God for each and every one of you. We love you and we appreciate you. Amen in Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, bless the prayer warriors as they come today at 12 and back at 9. Bless these their souls, Father God. Bless their hearts. Bless their effort, the sacrifice they make to show up and show up on time. God, we're not slowful in business. God, we are there on time, ready to serve you in spirit and truth. And we pray the blessings on them, Father God, and all of our ministry partners in this ministry, Father. We pray the blessings upon them, the blessings upon their families, upon their finances, upon their destinies, upon their future, Father God. We say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. God, we know that the right person is going to show up, Father God, a person that got a couple telephones and a computer and the right attitude, Father God, to get it done. And we say thank you, God. We say thank you for our longevity. Thank you. You're just preparing us for expansion. You're just preparing us for a greater expansion, Father. Thank you, Father, for increasing our territory. Thank you for doing great things and wonderful things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for blessing me to take it as far as I could take it. Now, God, I really believe now you're saying it's time for something different. It's time to shift. Time to shift, Father God. And we say thank you for the shifting because we know there's a blessing. There's a greater blessing and the greater shifting. And we say thank you and we bless you. Father, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. Cancel it, Father. Oh, global accidents, incidents, calamities, cancel it, Father, in Jesus' name. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. We seal this prayer now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To God be praise, glory, and honor. And we decree and declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. and amen. Everybody have a good day, a wonderful day, a glorious day. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Tomorrow, be ready, Birthday Club. We're going to open up the lines tomorrow. Amen. Lord's willing, get your testimonies, get your praise reports. Amen. And also, we want to celebrate the birthday lady on tomorrow. Amen. Lord's willing. God bless you all. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, so give me you. Give me you. Come on, say, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. me you.